This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome to show number 7, my bizarro brethren. We strive to present you with an off-kiltered view of the amazing, if not strange, events of our wacky world. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your sanitation engineer as we collect this priceless trash. All reports and statements are 100% true and genuine, so please be careful where you step as we now sift through the garbage waste known as Mondo Bizarro.
Real bizarro news.
A jilted Romanian man found a new bride by asking which of his neighbors could fit into the wedding dress. Florin Mazilu from Malu Mar in southeastern Romania is now recommending buying the dress first and looking for the wife second. He claims his stand-in bride has turned out to be the love of his life after his original fiancé dumped him 4 days before the wedding. Mazzillo spread word in his hometown that he would marry any girl who fitted into the wedding dress and the wedding ring that he had already bought. Within hours, he had found 21-year-old local Anna Maria who fit perfectly into the dress and the ring. He said, "I had everything prepared for the wedding, but no bride. I was determined to go ahead with a wedding, and while the conditions I'd set for the bride were unusual, I knew that if she would fit in the dress and could wear the ring on her finger, it would work." Anna Marie was the only one of the dozens of girls who could fit into the dress perfectly and could wear the ring. "It was love at first sight. I knew she was perfect from the moment I first saw her." A cow has drowned after going in for a 4-hour swim in the surf in a bizarre bovine spectacle before drowning off of Australia's Queensland's coast. The 2-year-old Brahmin Cross cow escaped from a nearby farm near Bundaberg on Sunday and traveled 2 kilometers to where it was first spotted by beachgoers paddling out 300 meters into the sea. The owner, Neville Atkinson, said when police phoned him to report his missing cow had been sighted swimming in the ocean, it was the strangest thing he had ever heard. "She jumped through the fence and raced down towards the ocean, and that was the last they saw of her," Mr. Atkinson said. "We searched all along the oceanfront. We didn't bother looking in the ocean. We didn't expect her to be in the water." A crowd of more than 100 were drawn to the beach as word spread throughout the valley about the body surfing cow, which swam for 3 hours, coming to shore twice before returning back to the waves. She eventually drowned from swallowing water. A 2-year-old boy was briefly banned from boarding a Turkey-bound flight in the United Arab Emirates after his name appeared on a list of wanted suspects, the newspaper Emirates Today reported. The toddler's passport details, including the date of birth, matched those in an arrest warrant. The reason for the mix-up was not known. While going through the passport checking procedures to get on board, one of the officers on duty said they wanted to take my son, the boy's father, Abdullah Mohammed Salah, said. "I thought he was kidding me, and I said, 'Take him if you want.' He then showed me a printout of a document that said my son was wanted and that there was an arrest warrant for him. Officials said that they would investigate the incident. A Romanian nursery school teacher is in trouble after covering kids' mouths with sticky tape to make them stop talking. The teacher, Christina Buriana, who works at the kindergarten number 4 in Bucharest, may lose her job after an internal investigation is finished. After being caught on film with a hidden camera, she admitted to using this method on the children who were disturbing class lessons. She said, "These kids just wouldn't stop talking, so I had to do something to save the rest of the class. I understand now it might look a little too tough, and I'm sorry for what I did." Kindergarten head Adriana Stefanoscu accused the teacher of mental mutilation of the classmates and recommended her for suspension. In St. Petersburg, Florida, a baby was ejected from a car and hurled under a house in a hit-and-run crash, police said. The baby was taken to Bayfront Medical Center, and police said the injuries appeared to be non-life-threatening. An SUV smashed into the car, spinning it out of control and ejecting the baby, police said. The baby was found some 15 feet away under a nearby house. There was a child seat in the car, but police did not know if the child had been securely strapped into it. The driver of the SUV fled the scene on foot, police said, and no further details are available. A Czechoslovakian man had a lucky escape after he plunged four floors onto the pavement below after mixing up the doors to the toilet and the balcony doors. Dusan Zidmala, who is age 61, fell 50 feet onto the cement but walked away with just light bruises in his middle-of-the-night mix-up. He was taken to the hospital after a neighbor who saw him fall called for an ambulance. Mr. Zidamala, who is a painter, said, "It's miraculous. Apart from the bruises, nothing else much happened. It didn't even break a single bone." A man caught masturbating in one of Sydney, Australia's popular tourist spots told police he was just getting a suntan. Michael Paulson, age 32, was arrested by two female police officers outside a Starbucks in Circular Quay, Australia. He had a bottle in one hand and his penis in the other. Customers had complained to Starbucks management that Mr. Paulson was masturbating and then later was seen urinating on a pole. When officers arrived and told Mr. Paulson to put his penis away, he allegedly did so and said he was just getting a suntan. Mr. Paulson had stopped taking medication that he had been prescribed and was a self-admitted drug user. He was charged with willful and obscene exposure and behaving in an offensive manner.
Bizarro Holidays.
November's monthly observances include: Celebrate Empty Nester Month, International Microfinance Month, Lung Cancer Awareness Month, Mads Taiwan On for Safety Holiday Campaign Month, National Adoption Month, and National AIDS Awareness Month. Your weekly observances are the National Animal Shelter Appreciation Week, World Kindness Week.
Would it really kill you to be nice just 1 week out of the year?
Your daily calendar dates are: on the 8th, it's Abet and Aid Punsters Day, Cook Something Bold and Pungent Day, and it's also National Parents as Teachers Day. On the 9th, it's Vietnam Veterans Memorial Day and Return Day. The 10th through the 12th, it's Great American Warm-Up Days and also National Donor Sabbath Days. On the 11th, it's Death and Duty Day and Veterans Day. On the 12th, it's I Need a Patch for That Day. On the 13th, it's Gingerbread House Day and World Kindness Day. And on the 14th, it's Loosen Up, Lighten Up Day, National American Teddy Bear Day, and National Young Readers Day.
Bizarro Facts!
Ants stretch when they wake up. They also appear to yawn in a very human-like manner before taking on their task for the day. American car horns beep in the tone of F. There are only four words in the English language that end in dus, which are tremendous, horrendous, stupendous, and hazardous. In the United States, a pound of potato chips costs 200 times more than a pound of potatoes. Canadian researchers have found that Einstein's brain was 15% whiter than a normal brain. Caesar salad has nothing to do with the historical Caesar. It was first concocted in a bar in Tijuana, Mexico in the 1920s. The electric chair was invented by a dentist. A Boeing 747's wingspan is longer than the Wright brothers' very first flight. A raisin dropped in a glass of fresh champagne will bounce up and down continuously from the bottom of the glass to the top. If you attempted to count all the stars in the galaxy at a rate of one every second, it would take around 3,000 years to count all of them. Celery has almost no calories. It takes more calories to eat a piece of celery than the celery has in it to begin with. Speaking of calories, you burn more calories sleeping than you do watching TV. The shortest war in history was between England and Zanzibar in the year 1896. Zanzibar surrendered after just 38 minutes. Any free moving liquid in outer space will form itself into a sphere because of its surface tension. The doll named Barbie's full first name is Barbara Millicent Roberts, and if she were life size, her measurements would be 39, 23, 33. All of the clocks in the movie Pulp Fiction are stuck on 420. Raindrops aren't actually teardrop shaped. They are rounded at the top and flat on the bottom. The very first product to have a barcode was Wrigley's gum. American Airlines, back in 1987, trying to save money, was able to save $40,000 by eliminating just one olive from each sandwich, salad served in first class. And speaking of jets, a jumbo jet uses 4,000 gallons of fuel on takeoff.
And that's going to do it for show number 7 of Mondo Bizarro. We hope you've enjoyed listening to it. If so, why not drop us a note and let us know? In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground.
That's all, folks.